Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. More support for coronavirus relief may soon be on its way to Pennsylvania if Governor Tom Wolf has his way. As KYW's Justin Udo reports, the governor is going the federal route with his request.
Governor Wolf requested a major disaster declaration this morning from the president through the Federal Emergency Management Agency to support state, county, municipal, and some nonprofits. If approved, the declaration would assist disaster unemployment, crisis counseling, community disaster loans, as well as a number of other programs. Governor Wolf says he is, quote, calling on the president and the federal government to make available to us the assistance that will make tangible differences in the lives of our friends, neighbors, and dedicated public servants who are working in overdrive to support them.
Pennsylvania health officials announced 4 more coronavirus deaths in the Commonwealth, which brings the statewide total to 38. There are more than 600 new cases as of this morning, bringing that total to around 3,300. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, where there are more than 11,000 cases of coronavirus, some people still need to be reminded that this is not a joke. Police in Mercer County broke up a corona house party outside of Trenton on Friday night, despite Governor Murphy's executive order canceling all gatherings. KYW Charlotte Reese has more on this story.
The rule breakers partied from Friday night into Saturday on Concord Avenue in Mercer County.
Let me give you an example of something not to do.
Governor Phil Murphy at a press conference on Saturday.
Ewing Township Police broke up a party with 47 people, including a DJ, crammed into a 550-square-foot apartment.
A 54-year-old Ewing Township man was charged with 2 disorderly citations, according to a letter from the prosecutor's office. Murphy says it's critical everyone stay home besides those working on the front lines.
And if you do go out, whether it's to a supermarket or to a pharmacy, keep a safe 6-foot distance from anybody else, including family members and friends you may be with.
Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofri praised the responding officer's decision to disperse the party rather than just charge everyone. Back in Philadelphia, SEPTA continues to modify service due to the pandemic. Starting today, SEPTA's regional rail lines will move to an essential service schedule. Now, that means regional rail trains will run every 2 hours besides the airport line, which will run once an hour. In addition, the Kenwood line will run only Monday through Friday. SEPTA says the coronavirus has led to a 94% reduction in ridership on the regional rail, and this past week there's been more than a 70% reduction over all transit ridership. Check out SEPTA.org for more information. And Pennsylvania's primary election has been postponed from April 28th to June 2nd because of the coronavirus. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert talked to a political strategist to see if the delay benefits anyone left in the race.
Pennsylvania political consultant Mark Nevins with Dover Strategy Group says a delay in the primary probably does benefit someone in the race, but neither of the Democratic challengers.
It probably helps Republicans the most, the president in particular.
Nevins says mainly because the longer the Democrats are fighting with each other, the shorter the time they could focus on Donald Trump. As for the race between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, Nevins says Biden took over the race before coronavirus took over the news cycle and ground the country to a halt, and he says it's going to be hard now for Sanders to regain any momentum.
Those rallies that were a staple of the Sanders campaign are not available to him anymore. So, you know, both campaigns are sort of stuck.
Nevin says that we're in uncharted waters for all campaigns as the virus is creating all kinds of challenges for everyone involved. And a Devon grad student says that her family tree research for a book that she was compiling led her to uncover the role of Catholic religious sisters helping Philadelphia cope with the last pandemic to hit the region 102 years ago. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
Kylie Benn says she was researching her paternal grandmother's life when she found a publication recounting the role of the sisters during the flu pandemic that killed thousands. Benn says the 50-page oral history based on interviews with the sisters was put out by the American Catholic Historical Society of Philadelphia.
They would start at 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and they would work until 7 a.m. the next morning, that they would get on these streetcars that were empty because everybody was sheltering in place the way that we are right now. And then they would get to these hospitals where there were just people all around them who were dying and desperately, desperately sick.
Bent says that many people are imitating the example of the sisters that they showed more than a century later. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.